Nolte, Trump backing down in Minneapolis would be a legal and political disaster. By John Nolte on January 19, 2026. This isn't happening anywhere else. Think about that. ICE is out in force all over the country apprehending illegal aliens. And nowhere other than Minnesota are we seeing an organized, and now armed, insurrection desperate to protect rapists, child molesters, drug dealers, sex traffickers, gang members, murderers, and the welfare scammers from legal deportation. If ICE is the problem, why is this only happening in one state? It's happening in only one state because elected Democrats in Minnesota have much to hide. Specifically, what appears to be a Somali welfare fraud scam that benefits elected Democrats. Billions of dollars have been stolen from American taxpayers. Too much of that money has landed in the coffers of Democrat politicians and their NGO allies. Additionally, Somalis vote for Democrats at a near 100% rate. This welfare fraud is the thread that could unravel the Democrat Party's stranglehold not only on Minnesota, but all over the country. So, to distract from this potential existential threat to the alleged criminal activities of some in the Democrat Party, Minnesota Democrats, Governor Tim Walz, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, Attorney General Keith Ellison, Representative Ilhan Omar, etc. have encouraged, organized, and launched an insurrection against federal law enforcement officers guilty of nothing more than enforcing the law. Additionally, and to the surprise of no one, the corporate media have jumped on board the insurrection train with both feet. Like Democrats, they are willing to allow vicious criminals go free to keep the Somali welfare scam from damaging the cause. Again, to the surprise of no one, after lying and spinning what's happening in Minnesota, the media suddenly released a whole bunch of polls. I'm sure that was a coincidence, that show voters oppose what ICE is doing. The media are also making a big deal out of ill-informed cuck Joe Rogan comparing ICE actions to the Gestapo. So what we have here is a full-blown leftist psyop to pressure President Trump to stand down in Minnesota, which would be a legal catastrophe for America and a political disaster for Trump. The legal disaster should be obvious to anyone with a moral compass or concern for civilization. What happens to the rule of law if a bunch of insurrectionists succeed at pressuring the federal government not to enforce federal law? Our country cannot survive if crooked politicians, violent activists, crazy white women, and the corporate media succeed here, because then these revolts will happen all over the country. Trump must stand firm. Aggression invites weakness. Ignoring lawlessness invites more lawlessness. Politically, were Trump to cuck out, it would also be a disaster. If Trump were to back down, his approval ratings would not suddenly shoot up to 55%. It's not as though all the people who hate him would come around and see the light. If Trump backs down in Minnesota, that weakness will only encourage the left to use the same tactics everywhere else and on every issue. This is a 24/7 hate campaign. The issue is not immigration. The issue is hating and attempting to weaken Trump by manufacturing tension, blaming him for it, and hoping voters blame him for it. Worse still, were Trump to back down, his approval ratings really would crater because he would lose his base of support. When you're in any kind of political trouble, a smart president holds onto his base. President Clinton survived impeachment by holding onto his base. President George W. Bush limped out of office with a 25% approval rating because he betrayed his base by embracing a mass amnesty plan for illegal immigrants. Morally, Trump is 100% right in Minnesota. There's no question about that. Illegal aliens must be deported. Insurrectionists interfering with law enforcement must be held legally accountable. If Trump is losing the public relations battle in Minnesota, that's another issue entirely. That's what the upcoming State of the Union is for. Legally, morally, and politically, backing down is not an option. In fact, it's a trap. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.